Today is February 3rd, Sunday morning. It's our class in Introduction to Mishnah and Talmud. And last time, in a kind of abbreviated class, we began Masechet Brachot Perek Vav Mishnah Aleph. So it's a good idea to go over that again, material we saw last time, and then to go on from there. So we'll read the Mishnah. So Steve, you showed the Mishnah from last time, right? From Mishnah we gave it last time and the question sheets we gave it last time, whereas the sources I just gave out right now. And the Mishnah says, it's a new chapter, but not a new chapter, it's a new subject completely. We saw that chapters 1, 2, and 3 covered Kriyat Shema, and then chapters 4 and 5 covered the Amidah, and now chapter 6 and henceforth, although not completely to end of Masechet, is a different subject than the Masechet. At least chapters 6 and 7 cover Birkot HaNe'anin, the brachot we say before and after foods. So, Ketzad Mivrachin al HaPerot, how do we bless on the Perot? And we realize that it says Mivrachin and not Mivrachim, because in the Mishnaic form, very often, the masculine plural is made by putting the Yud Nun at the end instead of the Yud Mem. And when we do see in Mishnaic Hebrew the Yud Mem at the end for a masculine plural, it's most probably a copyist's error who, through Shigrat HaLashon, through habit, saw the Mishnaic form and inadvertently changed it to the biblical form, which is Yud Mem. But really what's correct is Yud Nun for Mishnaic Hebrew.
Ketzad
The feminine is the same. Ketzad Mivrachin ala Perot, and we also pointed out last time that the word Perot in the Mishnaic Hebrew doesn't mean fruit in the limited sense, it means produce, right? So it could be fruit of the trees, it could be fruit of the ground, it's produce. So how do we bless on produce? Al Perot Eilan Homer Brei Pri Ha'etz Chutz min hayayin, shal hayayin hu me'a brei pri ha-gefen. So we pointed out last time that when it says al peirot ha-ilan, the word ilan means tree. And then it says hu me'a, he says brei pri ha-etz, and doesn't say brei pri ha-ilan. So we ask, why does the Mishnah use two different words for tree in the same sentence? And why don't we stop there and talk about that, even though we haven't gotten to the rest of the Mishnah. So we said last time, remember we said last time we answered that question, why two different words?
Yeah, I think
you were near.
One, the Ilan was more of a current usage, and Etz was more like traditional.
True. Right, when it says, Al Perot Ha'ilan, on produce of the tree, he says, it's using the colloquial word for tree, Ilan, which is Mishnaic Hebrew, which comes from Aramaic influence. The word Ilan doesn't appear in the Tanakh, and I'll immediately qualify that, doesn't appear in the Tanakh for tree, but rather the word is Eitz. And the Brachot Nitkanu were established according to biblical language. So, Al Perot Eilan, Hu Omer, he says, Brei Pri Ha'etz, and Eitz again is a language of the Tanakh, and Pri Ha'etz is actually found, if I'm not mistaken, in the first chapter of Breshit, that there are their Pri Ha'etz. So, how do I know that the word Eitz is a biblical word and the word Ilan is a Mishnaic word? Well, we use the concordancia, the concordance. And it could be that once in the past 2 years I've showed this book. Mm-hmm. It's important to show it again because it's really very useful. Of course, today we have computer searches, but I still keep this on the shelf. So the concordance, or the concordancia, simply lists every single word in the whole Tanakh and tells us exactly where it appears and shows us part of the verse. So I opened up here to Ilan. Aleph, Yud, Lamed, Nun. And even though it's a very, very common word in Hebrew in general, but I see here, and I'm about to show you, that appears in the whole Tanakh only one place. In the book that's written in Aramaic.
Daniel.
Daniel. which means that it's not a Hebrew word. As far as biblical Hebrew goes, like I said earlier, it appears a lot in the Mishnah because from Aramaic influence it entered Mishnaic Hebrew. So that's what we're talking about here. The rabbis are talking in Mishnaic Hebrew, but when they tell you to say a bracha, they put it in biblical Hebrew. So just let me show you how it works. It's literally every single word in the whole Tanakh is here. And when we get to just like a dictionary, right? Aleph, Yud, Lamid, Nun, right up here, there's not a very big listing, there's only one word. What it says is, it says that it's Zion, which means Zahar, it's masculine. It's from Aramaic, and it means eighths. Gives you the definition. And it gives you the Aramaic word Ilana. And then it shows you the one place where it appears as Ilan. And then another place it appears in Daniel in the Aramaic form, Ilana. Because Ilan comes from Ilana. Ilana in Aramaic, and Hebrew it became that. But that's all there is. Whereas if we're going to look up the word eights, I'm sure we'll see 100 listings. So if I just look up eights.
By the way, so is Ilana the way, the name that we use now, is that kind of a corruption female? Because it would be with an Aleph. Or is it with an Aleph in Aramaic?
In Aramaic.
But now it's the feminine for...
Right. Once the word Ilan becomes Hebrew, and it's Zahar, then you could make any noun feminine by adding a hey.
Okay, so
it becomes Ilana. Yeah. To make a... so I'm going to look up eights.
Eights.
With an ayin. Ayin Sadi. And we find the word eights with over 1,000 appearances.
Mm-hmm.
I know the lighting is bad, it's probably hard for you to see.
Well, I can see it.
Right, so here's the word eights. I'm sorry, it begins here. First it gives me the definition. The definition is an Ilan. Okay? And it says, Semach Rav Shnati Baal Gezev Anafim, a perennial plant that has a trunk and branches. And it gives me all the different places that it appears in the, first all the different forms of eights something. It's phrases, all the different phrases. And then it gives me all the different verses. All the different verses, goes on and on and on. There's a lot of appearances, as you see, for the word eights in the Tanakh. That's just an example.
In modern Hebrew, they use eights.
In modern Hebrew, eights is the more common word, and Ilan is the more literary word, but everyone knows both of them.
They still use Ilan sometimes.
Ilan, yeah, sometimes. In poetry, in song,
yeah.
Certainly not in the newspaper. Okay. Picking up where we left off, which is the middle of the second line of the Mishnah. Chutz min ayayin, right, and all of the Perot Ilan, you say Brei Priya Eitz, except for Yayin, which is from the Eitz, right? It's the grapes. Shal HaYayin Humer Brei Pri HaGefen. So that's an exception. And
the word Chutz
means except. Right? Chutz means outside, or in this case, exception, and being outside of the framework. So you would have thought that Yayin gets the blessing of Brei Pri Ha'etz. That's what it should get. But it's an exception for a certain reason. It doesn't say why it's an exception. And we'll have to talk about that. And then it says, Val Peiro Ta'aretz.
Why would you think that it gets that?
Your Charuta and I had a discussion about that last week. So let's deal with it. Why would I think that? Well, apparently, even though Amiram disagreed with me, apparently, all things being equal, the liquid that results from a solid fruit gets the same bracha as the solid. That seems to be the assumption, except for the fact that yayin is different. And so someone say, why is yayin different? Why doesn't it follow the rule?
Because we say a lot of blessings for yayin, right? It's being blessed.
Because
the heart happy.
Because, number one, because culturally and gastronomically it has a unique role to play, whether it's in secular society or in religious society. Remember that yayin was the only drink besides water for thousands of years. Right? You didn't have apple juice or grape juice, all those things went bad. yang was the only thing that you could last.
And they didn't have coffee.
You had
beer. Sometimes you had beer. Right. That's true. That's true. But yain, especially in areas like Eretz Yisrael, played a major, major role. It's a grape-growing country. And the truth is that it's, in some cases, it was easier to store yain even than water. Water goes bad, also goes bad, gets infected,
so
contaminated.
There were really two parts of my question, honestly. One part was that, the juice. And just to keep my mind straight, we don't do that way, isn't that right?
We'll have to discuss that. But okay. The answer is you're right. We don't do that.
But the second part was, I thought I had just a... What would you... I thought on grapes, don't you say hadama?
Eights.
You do on grapes?
Eights.
I thought it was a low... Plant. I mean, I can't remember what all I've heard about that exactly.
Yeah, we also discussed it a little bit. We'll discuss it more next week.
Okay.
Discuss a little bit more next week. But we do see here the clear assumption that on Nevim, grapes get the bracha of eights.
Yeah.
And they grow on a vine that lasts from year to year. In other words, it's certainly low and it's certainly not as thick as an oak tree, but it's there from year to year. Where actually is the border, the cutoff point between eights and adama, between bushes and trees, is a big halachic discussion. And everyone kind of knows that the two plants that are problematic are bananas and pineapples, on which we say adama, even though you might have thought that it's an eights. And actually next week we can get into the halachic, exact halachic categories there. So, we read now in the third word of the third line, Val perot ha'aretz homer brei pri hadama. So, according to the rule we just set down, we should expect that ha'aretz, meaning ground, is Mishneiach Hebrew, and Adama is Biblical Hebrew. See what I'm saying? That's what you'd expect to be right now. Again, it uses two different words for the same thing. One, it calls it Ha'aretz, the other calls it Adama. And that's incongruent. Why does it change? So the answer is, we said last week that the Mishnah speaks in Mishneiach Hebrew, al Perot Ha'aretz, but the Bracha is in Biblical Hebrew, pre-Hadama. So that's true, but it's a bit complicated. Why is it complicated? It's not so simple as the distinction between Ilan and Eitz that we saw earlier, because here the phrase Ha'aretz does appear in the Tanakh in two meanings. It means both ground, which is what we're interested here. It does mean ground, even in the Bible. So why can't we say here Brei Pri Ha? Haaretz. But it also means something else in Tanakh. It also means a specific land, Eretz Yisrael. It has, you know, I don't know, 50 usage like this, 50 like that. So why did they choose to say Brei Pri Adama and not Brei Pri Haaretz? Because the expression Pri Haaretz, that expression with the word Pri there, in Tanakh it appears four times and it always refers only to Eretz Yisrael. But again, the word Aretz can be two different things, the whole ground or only Eretz Yisrael. But the expression pre-Haaretz is found four times in all of Tanakh, I looked it up, and it always means Eretz Yisrael. And the rabbis don't want to give the impression that the bracha is only over the perot of Eretz Yisrael, so therefore they go to the unambiguous phrase Adama, which doesn't mean Eretz Yisrael ever. So just to sum up, because I didn't say things 100% clearly, Haaretz can mean both Eretz Yisrael or ground in Biblical Hebrew. In Mishneiach Hebrew, Aretz means a specific place like Eretz Yisrael, whereas Adama means the ground. They chose the unambiguous form of Adama Mishneh Hebrew, and also because the phrase Pri Haaretz in the Tanakh only means Eretz Yisrael. So it's basically the same rule of Mishneh and Biblical Hebrew, but it's a bit more complicated, but it's basically the same rule. Pri Hadama. Chutz min apat, except for pat. In other words, pat should get the bracha of Adama, because it's from, it means bread, it comes from the ground. It doesn't grow on trees, right? So it should be the blessing of bread for Adama.
Yeah.
But it's not. Chutz min apat, the first words of the fourth line, Shalapat omer hamutzi lechem min haaretz. Because on pat you say hamutzi lechem min haaretz. So the Mishnah did the same thing again. In two senses, I'll explain what I mean.
Yeah.
That it gave a rule and an exception, and also that it changed words in mid-sentence, pat to lechem. And here the same reason is true. Pat is Mishneh Hebrew, from the Aramaic word pita, right, which we use today, whereas lechem is the biblical word. And we also pointed out that the phrase Hamutzi Lechem Min Haaretz is lifted from Tehillim. It's in the paragraph that we call, the chapter we call Borchi Nafshi, that we say in Rosh Chodesh. Hamutzi Lechem Min Haaretz. So the same thing again, Mishneh Hebrew is the way the Mishnah is phrased, but the bracha itself is in Biblical Hebrew, and we find again, just like Yain was an exception to its rule, so Pat is an exception to its rule, and it makes sense, these two exceptions, because these are the two staffs of life, both in a general cultural sense and in a religious sense, right? On the Mizbeach, on the altar in the temple, what two foods play a major role? Pat and Yain. And in society, of course, the same thing. It's Pat and Yain that are the two central pillars of the gastronomical world. And then it says, the third part of the Mishnah, which is the second to last line at the beginning, Val hayirakot omer brei pri adama, Rabbi Yehuda omer brei minei disha'im. So here we have a machloket, the first machloket. We don't know what bracha to say over yirakot, whether it's adama or it's minei disha'im. And here the Mishnah did the same linguistic trick on us for a fourth time. It said on yirakot, let's say what yirakot are. Right, yirakot are the green stuff, like lettuce and like cabbage that grows on the ground. So there's a machloket over what bracha you say over yirakot. And you'd expect that at least one of the opinions would be you say, brei minei yirakot. But there's no such an opinion. Why not? Because the same reason we've been working with again and again and again. Because the word yirakot is mishneik. Whereas the machloket gives you two biblical possibilities. But neither of them is yirakot, because yirakot is not a biblical word. So this Mishnah has four linguistic incongruities in which we switch between biblical and Mishnaic Hebrew. Pat lechem, adama eitz, take it away, adama aretz, ilan eitz, and yirakot, which is either adama or disha'im.
So yirakot refers not just to the edible part, but to the entire plant?
We can actually, since you asked, let's do that right now. Rav Steinsaltz, in his Talmud, he has on the side of the page very often interesting asides. In our case, has an aside, excuse me. Explains yirakot and disha'im. Right over here, so you can take out the sheet and look, and we'll read it together right now. Since I'm going to point that in a few minutes, that there's a mistake I think you're about to read, I will already makdim chufala makah, already give them antidote before you see the disease. Masechet Brachot was the first Masechet that Rav Steinsaltz put out going back 20 years ago and has a number of mistakes in it. Later Masechetot they did better. So here we are, reading right over here on the side of the page. And this again is the page that has our Mishnah on it, the beginning of chapter Vav, chapter 6. So he says that B'lashon Chazal Yesh Havchana
this?
You have it in your hand.
The Lashon
Chazal Yesh Havchana, in the language of Chazal, there is a distinction, language of Havchana, Lahavchin. There's a distinction between Shlosha Sugim Yisodiyim Shel Peirot Adama. The distinction between three fundamental kinds, like Sugim Yisodiyim, to translate literally, kinds fundamental, of Peirot Adama. In parentheses, Lahutsi Peirot Ilan. With the exclusion of, not talking about, putting aside, Peirot Ilan. We're just talking about the ground and not about trees. There are three different types of things that grow on the ground in Lashon Chazal. Of course, we're only going to relate to the vegetables and fruits they knew in those days, which was, you know, like, I guess probably 10% of what we know today. First of all, is Peirot Ha'adama, what they call Peirot Adama, and then what they call Yirakot, and then what they call Zironim. Zironim from the language of Zera, seed.
Okay. What?
Seed.
Seed, yeah.
And then Rav Steinsaltz explains the difference between the three. Peirot adama hem otam yirakot shachelek hane'echal behem harehu pri. Explanation. What we call peirot adama are those yirakot, those vegetables, that the chelek hane'echal, the part that is eaten, behem, in them, harehu, which is harei, behold, is pri, is a fruit. The part we eat is the fruit. Not the leaves and not the seeds, but we eat the fruit.
Like pickles or something like that. Right?
Like cucumbers, in other words.
Cucumbers, yeah.
And then the next word I've been looking at for the past 20 years, it must be a mistake. Kiven, I can just imagine it's a mistake. The second two letters just shouldn't be there. It should be ke, and the next word, ke minei hakishuim vadlat. Like the types of kishuim. Anyone know kishuim?
Zucchini?
Right.
What?
Zucchini. Squashed in zucchini.
Squash?
And dlat. Dlat is pumpkin. In other words, the only examples Rav Steinsaltz gives us a fruit of the ground, which is the yerakot, that you actually eat the fruit, are squash and pumpkins, because they didn't have cucumbers, didn't have tomatoes. Anything else you can think of, that's all they had, of things that grow on the ground and you eat their fruit. Lumatzot means, on the other hand, Hatzmachim Sha'alehem Hayukim Nechalim, the plants that their leaves green are eaten, the word green is in parentheses. What about the plants that you eat the green leaves? Hem Hakruim Bihud Yirakot. They are called especially Yirakot. Yirakot means literally greens. Only in our language, yirakot means all vegetables. In Chazal language, only the things that you eat the green are called greens. Makes sense. Kagon hasa, for example, lettuce, uchruv, and cabbage, v'chiyotze behen, and similar things. So those are two categories that we had so far. The peirot adama, which is the pumpkin and the zucchini, and then the yirakot, which is the green leaves that you eat. And then the last category says, is, beginning of the next line, Votam sugei peirot adama sho'chlim et zar'ehem, and those types of peirot adama that we eat their seeds, hem zer'onim. They are called zer'onim, language of zera, seeds. O mine zra'im, or types of zra'im, types of seeds, kagon minia kitniot, like the types of kitniot, right, which would be legumes like peas and hummus. And then he just says, okay, that's enough. So there are three categories. One of those categories is missing from our Mishnah. Which one?
the zeronim?
Right, the zeronim. The seeds is missing from a Mishnah. We'll see later that the Tosefta brings it up. Our Mishnah just mentions the Perot Haaretz, which get the blessing of Brei Pri Adama, and the Yerakot, which either get the blessing of Brei Pri Adama, or Rabbi Yehuda says they get their own blessing of Brei Minei Dishaim. Dishaim is the biblical word that refers to those things, the green things that grow on the ground and eat their leaves. So in our Mishnah, this is a machloket, whether these two separate categories of, on the one hand, pumpkin and zucchini, on the other hand, lettuce and cabbage, is a machloket. One opinion says they get the same bracha, and the other opinion says no, they get two, each one gets its own bracha. And we'll see in the Tosefta, this opinion that the zeronim, the seed things, the legumes, get a separate bracha. And the principle here, of course, is individuation. That one opinion, Rabbi Yehuda says, different things get different brachot. And we talked last time about why Rabbi Yehuda would hold like that. Right, the more individuation in brachot there is, the more it forces you to know exactly what you're eating and to be more attentive in consciousness to where it came from and what it is, forcing you to be more aware of God's manifest and manifold creation. Okay.
And last week you talked about the mizonot question, I guess?
We just pointed out it's not here. There's no mizonot mentioned here.
Except for bread.
Right, which it says gets its own bracha. So from this Mishnah, you would think, I'm going to put you on the spot since you brought it up, from this Mishnah you would think, what bracha do you say over cake?
Adama.
Not hamotzi, because apparently pot gets its own bracha because of its unique place in human society and in religion. But cake doesn't have that role. Perhaps today it does, but certainly then it didn't. Cake wasn't such a popular thing. And it would be adama. So it could very well be that according to this Mishnah, cake gets the bracha of adama. The Tosefta brings up a special bracha for mizunot, the one we say today. Okay, let's see. Where are we holding now? So why don't we do... Yeah, okay. So the place that we're going to pick up in Charuta is on the second page of the questions, B, which is the top of the second page. And we already did together one of the three sources that are in B. The first one is Madur Lashon Shebemadurat HaTalmud Rav Steinsaltz. See where I am with my finger? Mm-hmm. We just did that. That's Rav Steinsaltz. We did that already. What's left to do is Pirush Rashi Ala Mishnah and the Tosfot Anshe Shem Ala Mishnah. So Pirush Rashi, where do you find it? Rashi you find over here. And my assignment sheet says to look at Rashi. It actually doesn't say which Diboriya Matril to see of Rashi. So I have to tell you. You're supposed to do the first two Diboriya Matril. The one that begins Ketzad Mevrachim and the one that begins Borei Minei Deshaim. And then when it says Si Tosfot Anshe Shem on my question sheet, so that's what I was saying earlier to Amiram, I had great, great pity on you guys because to give it to you in its original, it's so small you need a microscope to see it. So I spent a whole hour last night and I typed it up nicely on the sheet.
Thank you.
Yeah. So you see that's part B. Right? We're in part B in the question sheet and here's Tosfot Anshe Shem.
You even added a few
words in English.
Words, yeah.
Okay, so that's the story. I'm closing the machine.